Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on designing and arranging an echo chamber jungle bass wobble. Today we're going to build that bass sound that feels like it's bouncing off the walls of some dark tunnel, then turn it into a real drum and bass drop that moves with the drums instead of fighting them. This is not just about making a heavy bass patch. It's about writing a bass line that has attitude, space, and pressure. In drum and bass, especially around 170 BPM, a loop can get boring fast if nothing changes. So the big idea here is simple: make the bass evolve every couple of bars, keep the sub clean, let the mids do the talking, and use echo as a rhythmic tool instead of a wash of reverb-style blur. If you get that balance right, the drop will feel alive. First, let's think arrangement before sound design. Open Ableton's arrangement view and sketch a basic song shape. You can think in sections like a 16-bar intro, a 16-bar build, a 16-bar drop, maybe another 16-bar variation, and then an outro. For this lesson, we're focusing on the first drop, especially that first 16-bar phrase. That's where you want the bass to make an impression without overcrowding the low end. Before you even program the bass, get the drums in place. Start with a solid kick and snare pattern, and layer in a chopped break or ghost notes. Keep the snare clear on 2 and 4, and leave little pockets of space around it. That space matters. In DNB, the bass should feel like it's answering the break, not stepping all over it. A really useful coach tip here: treat the bass and drums as one rhythm section. If the break is busy, simplify the bass. If the bass is more active, give the drums a little more air. That push and pull is what keeps the groove exciting. Now let's build the bass instrument. Create an instrument rack with two chains. On the first chain, use operator and set it to a sine wave. This will be your sub. Keep it simple. No detune, no stereo widening, no fancy movement. Just a clean, stable low end. Give it a short attack and a medium short release so the notes feel tight and controlled. On the second chain, make your mid bass. You can use Waveatable or operator here. In Waveatable, choose a saw bass or harmonically rich Waveatable so the sound has bite. Keep the stereo image narrow for now, and if you want some jungle style movement, add a little glide or portamento, maybe somewhere around 40 to 90 milliseconds. That little bit of slide can make the phrase feel more fluid and organic. Group those two layers so you can play them from one MIDI clip. That keeps the writing process fast and clean. Now shape the mid layer with processing. Add saturator after the instrument and bring in a few dB of drive, something in the 3 to 8 dB range to start. Turn on soft clip if needed, and trim the output so you're not just making it louder for the sake of it. We want character, not chaos. After that, add auto filter. Start with a low-pass filter, and set the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 500 Hz range, depending on the notes and how bright the sound is. Add a touch of resonance, but not so much that it starts whistling. Then automate the cutoff so the bass opens and closes in time with the phrase. This is where the wobble starts to feel like it lives inside a chamber. Shorter notes with a tighter filter feel more percussive. Slightly longer notes with a more open cutoff feel like they're echoing out into space. That contrast is the whole vibe. Now let's bring in the echo chamber part. Create a return track called Bass Echo and put Ableton Echo on it. Use it as a send, not directly on the bass channel, so you can control the amount more precisely. Keep the delay time sync to the tempo. Try 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 depending on the groove. Feedback should stay moderate, maybe 15 to 35% to start. The most important thing here is filtering. You do not want the echo to mess with the sub. Place an EQ8 after echo on the return and high pass at somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. If the repeats get sharp or fizzy, you can also soften the high mids a little bit. The goal is for the echo to add motion and tension, not muddy up the mix. A good practical trick is to only send the final note of a phrase into the echo a little harder. That creates a throw that feels intentional and musical. Fast drum and bass tempo means you need tight repeats. Let the echo fill the gaps between hits, not cover everything. Now write a simple 2-bar bass phrase. Start with a root note on beat 1. Keep it short and heavy. Then leave a small gap and answer it with an offbeat stab or a higher note. On the second bar, answer that idea with a slightly different note or an octave jump, then leave space before the snare comes back around. If you're in something like F minor, you might work around F, Ab, and C. Keep the sub mostly on root notes, and let the mid layer do the movement. That keeps the low end grounded while the character layer gets more expressive. Here's a really important detail: use note length like an arrangement tool. Shortening a note can create more impact than adding another sound. A slightly clipped bass note before a snare can make the snare hit harder. A longer tail at the end of a phrase can make the section feel bigger. That's real arrangement thinking, not just performance editing. If the base feels weak, don't instantly pile on more processing. First, ask yourself a few questions. Is the mid layer actually reacting to the filter automation? Are the echo repeats landing in a useful musical gap? Is the note length too long for the tempo? Usually one of those is the real issue. Once the loop feels strong, resample it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling or route it from the bass group, and record a few bars with the drums running. This is a huge move in DNB because it turns your sound design into editable arrangement material. Once you've printed the audio, you can chop the best hits, grab little echo tails, reverse tiny bits for transitions, and build fills that feel more deliberate. And honestly, once you resample, the arrangement often gets better because you stop over-editing. You start choosing moments instead of endlessly tweaking parameters. Now let's shape the full 16-bar drop. Think in 2-bar phrases. In drum and bass, that's where the energy changes. A simple roadmap could look like this. Bars 1 and 2 establish the main motif. Bars 3 and 4 add a little syncopation or an octave jump. Bars 5 and 6 open the filter or bring a wider midtone. Bars 7 and 8 give you a fill or a dropout. Bars 9 and 10 bring back the idea with more saturation. Bars 11 and 12 switch the rhythm. Bars 13 and 14 get denser. And bars 15 and 16 build tension into the next section. That's the kind of movement that keeps the listener locked in. Not huge changes every bar, but enough variation that the loop keeps breathing. You can also create and be personalities for the bass. Make section A tighter, drier, and more percussive. Then make section B wetter, a little more echoed, maybe slightly wider in the mids. Alternate them every 2 or 4 bars so the drop feels like it's evolving instead of repeating. Another great trick is rhythmic displacement. Move one bass tab slightly earlier or later than expected. Even a tiny shift can make the phrase feel more urgent and alive. It's subtle. But in this style, subtle often equals professional. Now let's make the bass and drums talk to each other. If there's a kick before a snare, shorten the bass note so the snare can punch through. If the break has ghost notes, leave a tiny gap so you don't blur the rhythm. And if there's a drum fill, try answering it with a short bass stab right after. That call and response feeling is one of the fastest ways to make a DNB drop feel human and exciting. Group your drums and add a little glue compressor if needed, just a couple dB of gain reduction. Keep it subtle. You want the kit to feel unified, not flattened. On the bass group, use utility and check the mono behavior. Keep everything below around 120 Hz essentially mono. If the mid bass feels too wide, narrow it. Club translation depends on that discipline, especially in heavier bass music. Now for transitions and tension. Use small echo throws on the end of phrases. Open the filter a little before a drop or close it down for tension. Nudge saturator drive up slightly in peak moments. Even tiny volume dips before a snare fill can make the next hit feel bigger. You don't need giant risers all the time. In fact, a short dropout or a bass-only transition can often hit harder than adding another layer. That's one of the deeper lessons here. In fast music, absence can be a hook. If you want a darker or heavier flavor, keep the sub stable but let the mids get a little gritty. A touch of distortion helps the bass translate on smaller speakers without wrecking the low end. You can also experiment with a bandpass or a low-pass sweep on the mid layer to make the movement feel more tunnel-like. If you resample, you can even add a tiny bit of redux very lightly for grain and texture, but keep it subtle. One more advanced idea: print 2 resamples. Make one clean and flexible, and another with heavier echo tails and texture. Then blend them selectively. That gives you arrangement options without committing too early. Here's a quick way to know if you're on track. Your bass phrase should have one obvious hook and one hidden detail. The hook might be the main rhythm or note pattern. The hidden detail could be a tiny pitch slide, a delayed echo hit, or a filtered tail. That little extra layer is often what makes a bass line feel memorable instead of generic. So to recap the workflow, start with the drums, build a clean sub and a character mid layer, shape the mids with saturation and filtering, use echo as a send to create chamber-like movement, write a short call-and-response phrase, resample it, and then arrange the drop so something changes every 2 bars. For your practice run, give yourself about 15 minutes. Build the 2-layer bass rack, write a 2-bar phrase in F minor or G minor, add saturation, filtering, and echo. Make the bass answer the drums at least once. Then duplicate it across 8 bars and create 3 variations, one wetter with more echo, one with a filter opening, and one with a rhythm change. After that, resample 4 bars and chop 1 transition fill from it. Finish by checking mono and making sure the low end stays stable. If you can make the bass feel like it's bouncing around inside an echo chamber while still slamming with the break, you're doing real drum and bass arrangement work. That's the sweet spot. Tight, controlled, and full of movement.